Item number one, Recreation, Cultural and Facilities Services Department. This is the City of Ottawa, Anishinaabe, Algonquin Nation Civic Cultural Protocol and Implementation Plan 2022 to 2026. I will now turn this over for a presentation from Dan Chenier, and who will introduce our co-presenters, who will briefly present the engagement process and collaboration with the Anishinaabe Algonquin host nation.
Thank you, Chair. And Joey, if I could have the presentation up, that would be great. Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see everyone. Bonjour à tous. Quay. We're honored and delighted to be here today to present the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation Civic Cultural Protocol and its five-year implementation plan. And I emphasize that because that is really the plan that is going to demonstrate our commitment to the protocol through some concrete actions in 19 areas of cultural work. This protocol is the culmination of several years of dedicated commitment to developing a strong partnership with host nation partners, and is intended really to frame the relationship between the city and the Anishinaabe Algonquin host nation on cultural matters and provide a guide in interaction, partnership development, and shared actions in areas of arts, heritage, and culture. Of course, we are hoping that it lays the groundwork for collaboration in many more areas, but this particular protocol is focused on culture. Next slide, please, Joey. And I've lost my screen. Okay, there we go.
Just one moment, Dan.
Oh, okay.
It won't be long.
Perfect.
I'd also like to recognize that Chief Linda Robinson has joined us as well as Chief Dylan White Duck. Thank you very much for joining us today.
The slide you see in front of you identifies the key Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation partners that have worked with the city for several years now. And participated in the development of the documents that we're presenting today. Cette diapositive identifie les partenaires clés dans le développement du protocole. And they include the Algonquin Anishinaabe National Tribal Council, the Algonquin Nation Programs and Services Secretariat, the Algonquins of Piknoctokwan First Nation, and the Kitizanzibi First Nation. We're very honored today to have with us, and the chair has already mentioned a few of the participants, but these have been key partners, and we're delighted that they were able to be here with us today. Acting Grand Chief Savannah McGregor from Algonquin's Anishinaabe Nation Tribal Council, Grand Chief Lisa Robinson from Algonquin Nation Programs and Services Secretariat, Chief Dylan White Duck, Kitizanzibi Anishinaabe First Nation, and Councillor Dan Kohoko, Algonquin Piknoctokwan First Nation and Project Lead. And of course, joining me today from staff is Natalie Zuninga. Natalie has been our lead on this project. Natalie works with, many of you will know, Nicole Zuger and Kathy Shepard-Tiki, who are also key leads on this file and have over the years really made this partnership possible and represented the city so well in terms of our work with the host partners. Next slide, please, Joey. What you're seeing on this slide is a cover of the renewed action plan for arts, heritage, and culture. And we're showing you this because in 2010, City Council approved this document. And, you know, it was 2 years in the making. And one of the critical pieces of this document was a statement to honor and recognize Aboriginal First Nation, Inuit, and Métis culture, and recognize Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation as the Indigenous community in Ottawa by developing a civic protocol, communication, and cultural partnership opportunities. So this is really kind of the foundational document that got us launched in this direction and that has brought us to today. Next slide, please, Joey. The chair has already mentioned that several of the initiatives that have been undertaken, and as this project moved along and consultation developed into some concrete ideas, our staff and the partners were quick to seize upon those and, where possible, implement whatever we could in a timely way. And so already, and the chair has mentioned some of these, commemorative artwork at City Hall, Marion Dewar Plaza, the flags on the plaza and in the chambers, the honoring statement that was developed that we have now shared with several other agencies, the Ottawa Public Library, with Ottawa Public Health, and others, to spread the word and essentially share with them the good work that we have done. Next slide, please. A key piece of the work that we've done over the last few years has been not only to do work here in Ottawa, but also to undertake visits. And the slide shows here staff visits to both Piknakwagon and the Algonquin Anishinaabe Nation, a tribal council. And this has been an invaluable piece of the learning experience and the sharing experience, and really helped deepen our understanding of what this protocol needed to be and what some of the actions needed to touch on. Next slide, please. And even though recreation, culture, and facilities as a department were involved in our cultural unit, where we reached out to several parts of the city and partners, and some of them are listed here, archives, the Office of Protocol, the library, in order to make it a comprehensive approach to what we are doing. And that has, as you will see when you look at the implementation plan, there is a little bit of something for everyone, way beyond just one department, that we hope will all come to fruition. Natalie is going to take over now. And one of the things I can say about Natalie and the culture team is that their dedication puts us in really good standing for the next part of this, because even though this is a protocol, the really important part is the implementation plan. And I have every confidence, having seen the commitment of these staff over the last few years and the great relationship that they have built with the partners, that we're going to get good results, and that when we report back to you, there will be significant accomplishment in terms of implementing the protocol. So Natalie, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dan. Good morning, everybody. I will be talking about the content of the protocol. Can you please pass to the next slide? So the civic cultural protocol is structured in five parts. The preamble explains the origin of the protocol that you have heard from Dan's presentation already. It introduces the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation and the city of Ottawa as city as partners. And it identifies the city of Ottawa commitment to continue collaborating with the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. And this collaboration be rooted in respect, in mutual respect and responsibility. Part two of this protocol provides the definition that you have it in this slide there. So the civic cultural protocol frames and establishes a formal relationship between parties, providing a guide for relationship building, for partnership development, and for shared action. And in this case, in the actions would be in arts, heritage, and culture. Part two also outlines the goals and benefits of establishing a cultural protocol. Please, could you pass the slide? Part three of the protocol provides the broad existing context of since time immemorial concepts, as well as local, provincial, national, and international guidelines and legislation that form the foundational contextual information essential to deepen the understanding, facilitate relationship building, and support the collaboration with in between the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation and the City of Ottawa. Some of these examples of these concepts and documents and guideline documents are in this slide. Could you pass the next slide, please? Part three also presents the mutually developed principles and commitments for working in collaboration. So as you can see, you know, these principles and commitments have been put forward by the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation and the City of Ottawa cultural and partner services areas. Next slide, please. Part four of the protocol provides important background information on the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation, including the definition of unceded territory, the identification of the 11 federally recognized Anishinaabe Algonquin First Nations and tribal councils, and the context around urban Anishinaabe Algonquin members living and working in Ottawa. Next slide, please. Finally, part five is the implementation plan. We have learned that commitment is demonstrated through action. Actually, it was one of the first things that we heard directly from former chief from Kirigansibi Anishinaabe First Nation, Gilbert Whiteduck, in our first meeting that we had in October of 2010. The implementation plan then translates our commitment into action. It was developed by the city's Cultural Development and Initiative Unit with the collaboration of City of Ottawa Cultural and Connected Services, who crafted objectives and actions in 19 areas of municipal cultural work. You can see, you know, those 19 areas in this word cloud in this slide. One example of these objectives and actions is the cultural awareness building about the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation through the creation of an educational video in collaboration with the nation. This is an action that is currently under development. To monitor the implementation of this protocol and the implementation of this plan, a consultative cultural circle will be established in 2022 with representatives of the 11 federally recognized Anishinaabe Algonquin First Nations. They will gather 2 to 3 times per year and, as I mentioned, to monitor the implementation of the plan and to provide or respond to specific questions from various City of Ottawa departments. The protocol and the implementation plan are living documents to be reviewed for relevance and measured for accountability every 5 years. We are committed to continue learning and collaborating, working together with the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation. Thank you.